play of your team on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was great. First 2 weeks being on the road, two really tough opponents. So getting back home in front of our home crowd, I thought, shout out to them. The student section was lively. The energy, we could feel it. It was palpable. Our guys certainly played off of that and played extremely well in all three phases. On offense, I thought Seth Morgan saw the field really well, got the ball out of his hands, found a way to be explosive vertically in the passing game. Credit to the offensive line. We need to do a better job running the ball a little bit, I thought, but the way they were in pass protection, all game long, I thought Stonehill gives you a variety of different looks and different fronts, getting the, odd and four down, and they kind of blitz from all over the place. So to give up no sacks and keep Seth upright was awesome. And then from a playmaker standpoint, they clearly wanted to shut down Logan Tomlinson, rotating the safeties to his side and try to limit the amount of touches that he could get. So guys like, Joey Corcoran and Caleb Burke really stepped up, had career nights, both of them. So I was proud of them. And then defensively, we didn't have a great first start. Stonehill went right down in their first drive, got seven. Give them credit though. They didn't sulk about it. They blocked that ensuing PAT, which was great to hold them to six, and then stopped them on 10 straight drives without a point. So they anchored in there after we were on our heels in that first drive, and ended up being a really completely dominant game.
I want to go back to the receivers. Like you said, Caleb and Joey both over 100 and both over 120 yards. We've talked about Logan a lot over the last couple of weeks, and everybody knows how good he is, but how nice is it to have two other guys have games like that and give opposing defenses a little more of something to study there?
Yeah, it's awesome. It allows us to be balanced, allows us to truly just take what the defense is going to give you in terms of where the voids are going to be in those zone coverages. And, if they want to roll safeties over the top of Logan and essentially double him, then those other guys have to win for us to be successful. And obviously then it's incumbent on Seth to make the correct decision and find where the open receivers are going to be and trust his progression. Got to give her a lot of credit to offense coordinator Drew Belcher. This is his first time calling plays this year, and I think he's really settling in and did a really good job preparing, not only Seth but the whole offense. And it was a great game plan.
Three touchdown passes over 50 yards in the game. Did talking about play calling, was that something you felt like there might be some big plays available to you in this game?
You know what? They were a team that I felt like they did a really good job going into it, kind of keeping a roof on everything and playing high with some safeties. They did a few things that were a little bit different in run support in terms of how they were going to get their third level guys down in the box. And, it happened to work out for us, and they weren't necessarily looks that we saw on tape. I think Seth has a little bit of a gunslinger mentality where if he sees one-on-one and his guys are remotely close to being even, he's going to chuck that thing up. And our guys just, he has all the confidence in the world that our guys are going to come down with it. So I think it was, certainly we had some shots in the game plan as we will every single week. I didn't know we were going to be able to kind of get over the top as we did. It just worked out that way.
Question this morning from Alan Lessels. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Hey, Alan.
Good.
And kind of a two-part question, Rick. One on Seth. You're just kind of, is there one specific area that you really like that he's improved since he got with you, or one thing you can point to for his early success? And the other part of that, one another reason for his success, the offensive line. Obviously, you moved a bunch of people around. There's some new faces there. What's kind of the glue of that line, you think, at this point? Been able to get, what, you've given up one sack, I think, in 3 games.
Yeah, for Seth, I think it's, as I mentioned, that that gunslinger mentality can be good and bad. He's going to throw it. Sometimes he'll throw it into coverage, double or triple coverage, which he trusts his arm talent because I think he's pretty special there. But I think the things that he's taken strides through the first 3 weeks is taking care of the football. And I felt like all the shots that he took on Saturday, I think they were calculated. I think we had the leverage, and we had one-on-one in terms of either being even with their safeties or even with their corners. And anytime that they were going to drop back and double our guys, he was able to find the check down. So trusting his progression, knowing when to take shots, when to check it down, when to find his running back, I think that is key. And he certainly made some growth there through the first 3 weeks. And then in terms of the offensive line, yeah, I'm just really proud of them and those guys figuring out going into camp. We were trying to figure out what you know, what five guys were going to be in that unit. And Coach Ryan Wilson has done a phenomenal job developing some young talent, and then moving around some guys that have played meaningful snaps. You know, we started the season with Mason Davis at guard. Now he has to bump back out to tackle. Then obviously, you know, our starting left tackle the last couple of years, Dylan Poirier, moves inside the center because he's a veteran presence. He's one of our smartest guys making the call. So, you know, credit to those guys and figuring out how the continuity was going to work. And then, yeah, they're taking to the coaching. They're playing extremely hard. You know, they don't mind if we're going to throw it 40 times a game or run it. You know, they're just going to do their job, execute at a high level. And, you know, that group's getting better every week.
Great. Thank you.
Rick, did you know about that touchdown record? Is that something you had in mind as he was ringing them up?
You know what? It's one of those things where you don't want to talk about it too much in game. And it kind of clicked when he threw the sixth one, and I knew he had tied it. And I told him, listen, hey, you got one more drive to go down it and try to beat it. We wanted to get our starters out based on kind of how the flow of the game was going into the fourth and get some young guys some reps. So I told him he had one more drive. He actually had Josh Fillion open on an inside post that he missed, and that might have scored. So he had a shot at it.
Let's you touched on your defense with the 10 consecutive stops. You hold Stonehill to 252, four sacks, eight tackles for loss. What did those guys do so well on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I think they stopped the run, and they got Stonehill in obvious passing situations. And that was a key going into this year, was just trusting our gap assignments up front on first and second down, not get pass happy, not trying to go, you know, chase stats, but truly, you know, be gap sound, trust your fundamentals, trust your technique. And then when we get the third down, you know, trust the ability that we're going to cut you guys loose and allow you to be dynamic pass rushers, which those guys certainly are. So I think they trust the scheme really well. You know, and then I think the guys on the back end did a really good job. That's an athletic quarterback, and he can extend plays. You know, he can hurt you. He scrambled two or three times for some explosives. And when he would run, they plastered to their man. You know, they had to cover more than just the 3-4 seconds that you normally would in the confines of a play. And they were hanging in there. You know, really proud of Noah Stansberry. I think he's got better every single week. He had an INT and a couple pass breakups. So they took some shots at us. They went over the top. And I thought our guys did a really good job hanging in there.
How have you seen it? Obviously, it could have been easy to get, you know, shell-shocked after the UCF game, but this is now 2 weeks in a row your guys have stepped up pretty well on the defensive side. How have you seen the confidence grow out of that group?
Yeah, you know, obviously the first one ran into a buzzsaw. Those guys were extremely talented. We just try to spin it in a positive manner, saying, you know, this and that, this is going to be by far the fastest team collectively that we face. And as we get back into FCS play, that if you internalize it the right way, we should be able to garner a ton of confidence going forward from some of the plays that ultimately we made in that game. So I think it's a veteran unit. I think it's guys that have played meaningful snaps the last couple of years. And they're just getting more comfortable with more game snaps this year. You know, obviously I think the dynamic between Coach Gillick and Coach James, and how, you know, it's really, you have two defensive coordinators in terms of their mindset, game planning during the week. So I think the way that those guys are working together, they're really in sync right now. And it's certainly showing by how hard the guys are playing and how they're executing.
Saturday, your CA opener with, Bryant coming to Durham. As you looked at Bryant, talk about the challenges they present and then maybe a little bit about the start of CA play.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Coach Merritt and his staff credit in terms of how they recruit. You know, obviously these guys just coming up and recently in the NEC and, you know, just getting to the full allotment of scholarship. You can tell they didn't waste any time. You know, albeit the talented guys that got in the transfer portal, and then him with his connections to, you know, to Florida and some of the other ties, he's brought some guys in from all over. I think they're really big, physically imposing offensive line. I think they're nasty. I think they play extremely hard. I really like the quarterback, you know, the transfer from Coastal Carolina. I think he did, you know, Jared Guest. I think he does a really good job playing in the confines of the offense, but he's athletic. He can make you miss. They have quarterback design runs. They get him in on the move. They change the launch point, so we have to be really disciplined up front, keep him in the pocket. I really like their playmaker, Ruggiero, a wide number five. I think he can run the full gamut of the route tree. He's tough. He blocks. He's got an edge about him. And then defensively, you know, we know their defense coordinator really well, Coach Barisi. You know, he's been a staple in New England coaching the last couple of decades. So he's always prided himself on how well his teams tackle. You know, they fly around, that, you know, they swarm to the ball. It's evident, you know, the first guy secures it and everyone else is in there trying to rip at it and trying to create turnover. So I think they're extremely well coached. I think they play really hard, and, you know, I think this team's poised to quickly immerse himself as a really good team in the CAA.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next